Đây là chương trình Anh ngữ sinh động New Dynamic English, bài thứ 49. Phạm Văn xin kính chào quý vị thính giả. Trong bài học hôm nay, trước hết quý vị nghe một câu hỏi, rồi nghe một mẫu đàm thoại, sau đó sẽ nghe lại câu hỏi và quý vị trả lời căn cứ vào mẫu đàm thoại vừa nghe. Sau đó quý vị nghe cách mách giúp về cách cho tiền tip, nghĩa là tiền cho thêm khi được giúp một dịch vụ như khi ở tiệm ăn, đi taxi, khách sạn. Phần cuối bài là phần chỉ cách xin giúp một cách lịch sự. Quý vị nghe câu: That room is $120 a night. Phòng đó giá thuê $120 một đêm. Quý vị đã học chữ all booked up. All booked up, không còn chỗ trống. The hotel is fully booked. The hotel is fully booked. Khách sạn không còn phòng trống. Paid by the hour. Paid by the hour. Trả theo giờ. Waiters are paid by the hour. Những người hầu bàn được trả tính theo giờ làm. Quý vị nghe câu: They depend on tips for extra money. They depend on tips for extra money. Họ nhờ vào tiền buộc boa, tức là tiền tip, để kiếm thêm. Xin mời quý vị nghe câu hỏi, rồi nghe mẫu đàm thoại và trả lời vào chỗ có tiếng chuông. Sau đó quý vị lặp lại câu trả lời đúng.
Questions. Listen to the question.
How does Mr. Blake pay for the room?
Now listen to the dialogue.
That room is $120 a night.
Okay, fine. Can I use my credit card for that?
Yes, certainly, sir.
How does Mr. Blake pay for the room? He uses his credit card.
Listen to the question.
Does the hotel have a room available for Friday night?
Now, listen to the dialogue.
Oh, by the way, there's a chance I'll be staying one more day, so I might be leaving on Saturday. Is that okay?
Let me check. Well, sir, I'm afraid we're all booked up for Friday night, but something may open up. Can I let you know?
Does the hotel have a room available for Friday night? No, the hotel is fully booked on Friday night.
Trong phần tới, quý vị nghe phần mách giúp, cách cho tiền buộc boa, tức là tipping. Quý vị nghe chữ complicated, phức tạp, ngược lại simple, đơn giản. Quý vị nghe chữ guidelines, là hướng dẫn tổng quát. Paid by the hour, trả tiền theo giờ. Quý vị nghe lại câu: They depend on tips for extra money. Họ nhờ tiền tip để kiếm thêm. Quý vị nghe chữ low-paying jobs. Low-paying jobs, những việc làm lương thấp. Salaried workers. Salaried workers, những người làm ăn lương tháng hay năm. Quý vị nghe câu dài: The people who work at the front desk are salaried workers and paid more, so we don't tip them. Nhân viên ở quầy tiếp khách phía trước ăn lương tháng và trả lương cao hơn, cho nên ta không cho tiền tip. In the hotel restaurant, you should give the waiter or waitress an extra 15 or 20% of your bill. Ở phòng ăn trong khách sạn, ta nên cho người hầu bàn thêm 15 hay 20% biên lai tiền ăn. Quý vị nghe câu khác. Tip the maid $1 or $2 per day. Cho người dọn phòng $1 hay $2 mỗi ngày mình ở. Quý vị cũng nghe câu: You can leave the tip in your room when you check out. You can leave the tip in your room when you check out. Có thể để lại tiền tip ở trong phòng khi trả phòng. Quý vị cũng nghe chữ taxi fare. Tiền taxi phải trả. Quý vị ôn lại mấy chữ to tip, T-I-P, to tip, tức là cho tiền buộc boa. Quý vị cũng nghe chữ bags, hay là luggage, túi hay vali. Phân biệt bag, trunk, suitcase, valise đều có nghĩa là túi lớn hay vali. Số nhiều có S, nhưng luggage, L-U-G-G-A-G-E, hay là baggage, B-A-G-G-A-G-E. Luggage hay baggage có nghĩa là hành lý, không có S, ngụ ý số nhiều như bags, suitcases, valises. Khi ở số nhiều thì dùng chữ pieces, như câu I have 5 pieces of luggage. Tức là tôi có 5 cái vali, hay là I have a lot of luggage. Tôi có nhiều túi hành lý. A piece of luggage, một cái vali. Unclaimed luggage, đồ không có người nhận. Xin mời quý vị nghe phần 2 của bài học.
Culture tips.
Welcome back to Culture Tips. We're here again with our business language expert, Gary Engleton.
Hello, everyone.
Well, Gary, today we have an email about a very important and complicated subject.
Really?
Yes, here it is. When I stay in hotels in the United States, who should I tip and how much money should I give them?
Those are great questions. Tipping is very complicated. But let me give you some guidelines.
That would be very helpful.
We generally tip people in lower-paying jobs, like waiters. These people are paid by the hour, and they depend on tips for extra money. The people who work at the front desk are salaried workers and are paid more, so we don't tip them. We also don't tip managers.
Oh, and how much money should you give people when you tip them?
First, let's talk about the easy situations. In the hotel restaurant, you should give the waiter or waitress an extra 15% to 20% of your bill. And you should tip taxi drivers about 15% of the fare. If the taxi driver carries your bags, you should give a little more. For most other services, tip $2. For example, you should tip anyone who carries your bags to your room. That person is called the porter or bellman. If a porter carries a lot of luggage for you, tip more than $2.
And what about the maid?
$1 or $2 per day is good. You can leave the tip in your room when you check out.
Thank you, Gary. Your information has been really helpful.
Glad I could help.
Trong phần tiếp, sentence completion, quý vị nghe một câu còn thiếu một chữ đã học. Quý vị hãy điền vào chỗ trống bằng một chữ đã học cho câu được đầy đủ ý nghĩa. Xin mời quý vị nghe và thực tập.
Sentence completion. Listen. Complete the sentence.
The person who carries your bags is called a porter, or a bellman. The person is called a porter or a bellman. The amount that the taxi driver charges you is the fare. What the taxi driver charges you is the fare. The bags you carry when you travel are called your luggage. They are called your luggage.
Trong đoạn sắp tới, business dialogue, requesting favors in a formal setting, đàm thoại thương mại, xin giúp trong hoàn cảnh nghiêm trang. Quý vị nghe chữ a fax machine, máy gửi phóng ảnh. A button là cái khuy, B-U-T-T-O-N, a button. I wonder if you could help me with my bags. I wonder if you could help me with my bags. Tôi tự hỏi, ông hay cô có thể giúp xách hộ tôi mấy cái túi của tôi. Do you happen to have a needle and some thread? Không hiểu cô có kim chỉ cho mượn không? Polite requests, yêu cầu nhã nhặn. Hotel lobby, phòng đợi ở khách sạn. I lost a button and I need to sew it back on. Tôi rớt mất cái khuy và cần đơm khuy khác. Động từ to sew, sewed, sewn. To sew, sewed, sewn. Nghĩa là khâu. To sew a dress là khâu áo. Sew on a button là đơm một cái khuy. Xin mời quý vị nghe phần 4 của bài học.
Business dialogue. Polite requests.
Let's listen to today's business dialogues. We will hear several kinds of polite requests. First, let's listen to a conversation between Mr. Myers and the bellman.
Oh, excuse me. I wonder if you could help me with my bags.
Sure, I'll be glad to help. Which floor is your room on?
Here's another short conversation between Mr. Myers and the desk clerk.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Could I possibly use your fax machine? I'd like to send a fax to my office.
Yes, of course. The fax machine is right over there, behind the desk.
Now let's listen to the third conversation, again between Mr. Myers and the desk clerk.
Front desk, may I help you?
Hello, this is Mr. Myers in room 212.
What can I do for you, Mr. Myers?
I lost a button, and I need to sew it back on. Do you happen to have a needle and some thread?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we do.
If you could send them up to my room, I'd appreciate it.
No problem. I'll have them sent up right away.
Thank you.
Trong phần tới, focus on functions, polite requests. Chú trọng về cách xin giúp nhã nhặn. Quý vị để ý đến những câu mở đầu như I wonder if, tôi tự hỏi, I would appreciate it if, tôi cảm ơn nếu, could I possibly, tôi có thể, would you possibly, ông hay cô có thể, I wonder if, I appreciate it if, could I possibly, could you possibly, trước câu diễn tả điều mình muốn giúp. Xin mời quý vị nghe phần 5 của bài học.
Focus on functions, polite requests.
Now let's focus on polite requests.
Listen to these variations.
I wonder if you could help me with my bags.
I'd appreciate it if you could help me with my bags.
Could I possibly use your fax machine?
I wonder if I could use your fax machine.
If you could send them up to my room, I'd appreciate it.
Could you possibly send them up to my room?
Trong phần cuối bài học, quý vị nghe lời mách giúp của Gary Ingleton về nhiều cách khác nhau khi xin giúp một cách nhã nhặn. Several ways to make polite requests. Quý vị cũng nghe chữ a hamburger, thịt bò nghiền nướng. An iced tea, ly trà đá. Quý vị nghe lại câu, if you could let me know as soon as possible, I would appreciate it. Nếu ông hay cô cho tôi biết càng sớm càng tốt, thì tôi cảm ơn lắm. Xin mời quý vị nghe phần 6 của bài học.
Gary's Tips.
Now it's time for Gary's Tips with Gary Ingleton.
Hello, everyone. Last week on Gary's Tips, we talked about requests. We're going to talk some more about requests today. We've already said that a polite way to make a request is to use can or could. For example, you might say, could you send a hamburger and an iced tea to room 219, please? Today we're going to talk about some even more polite ways to make a request. One way is to begin your request with, I wonder if. Let's listen again to the first business dialogue. Listen for Mr. Myers saying, I wonder if.
Oh, excuse me. I wonder if you could help me with my bags.
Sure, I'll be glad to help. Which floor is your room on?
Another polite way to begin a request is to say, could I possibly, or could you possibly? Let's listen to Mr. Myers again, asking to use the fax machine. He starts his request with, could I possibly?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Could I possibly use your fax machine? I'd like to send a fax to my office.
Yes, of course. The fax machine is right over there, behind the desk.
In today's business dialogues, we heard a third way to make a polite request. You can use the expression, I would appreciate it if. You can say, I would appreciate it, either at the beginning or at the end of your request. Let's hear Mr. Myers again as he asks for a needle and thread.
Do you happen to have a needle and some thread?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we do.
If you could send them up to my room, I'd appreciate it.
No problem. I'll have them sent up right away.
Thank you.
In today's dialogue, we also heard Mr. Blake use the expression, I'd appreciate it. Let's listen again.
Oh, by the way, there's a chance I'll be staying one more day, so I might be leaving on Saturday. Is that okay?
Let me check. Well, sir, I'm afraid we're all booked up for Friday night, but something may open up. Can I let you know?
Okay. If you could let me know as soon as possible, I would appreciate it.
Today you heard three different ways to make polite requests. In a business situation, it's good to be extra polite when you are asking for a favor. You will want to use these polite ways to make your requests. I hope today's tips were helpful.
Thank you, Gary.
Quý vị vừa học xong bài 49 trong chương trình Anh ngữ sinh động, New Dynamic English. Phạm Văn xin kính chào quý vị thính giả và xin hẹn gặp lại trong bài học kế tiếp.